Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 30th of June, the last day of June, and I am recording at 10:26 p.m., and that is British summertime here in what was another very warm, cloudless sky day here in London. Okay, what about these markets? Well, turbulent is one answer. And here's the quick summary first. The Asian stock markets were really quite firm. And they were all higher than the ones that I'm looking at, and I'm looking at 18 of them here right now, with the exception of Thailand, which was down less than half of a percentage point. But others were all higher, and we had some pretty good gains here overall, led by China. The star performers were really China, although I see Taiwan also had a good day in here today. But China was fascinating because the Shanghai Composite Index, I think, was probably down 5 to 6, maybe even 7% in the morning, and then closed up over 5.5%. So we had more than a 10 percentage point swing here on the day. And is this being managed by the Chinese government? Well, I certainly think so. And they have been, after all, cutting interest rates. They've been concerned about a slowdown. They've been wanting the stock market to be firm to offset the slowdown in housing. And they produced a good rally here. All the Chinese indices were firm here today. In Europe, well, that was a different story. A lot of red, and markets seesawed for a while on various rumors regarding Europe, but then they closed considerably lower as the reality is sinking in that we're going to see Greece miss that IMF payment tomorrow, and the odds for a Grexit have been creeping higher. But remember, a little over a week ago, the odds were very positive. Betting shop odds, at any rate, were very favorable, and they have proved quite wrong, at least in the short term. Okay, so we had all declines, and that included the UK down 1.5%, German DAX down 1.25%. Here they closed pretty much on their lows on the day. Euro Stoxx 50 down 1.29%. A little better in the States, although gains were paired towards the close. Up just over a quarter of a point in the S&P, the NASDAQ just over half a percentage point, the Dow very modest gain. So really that's only a small bounce given the sell-off that we saw yesterday, which I think was the sharpest of the year. Now, elsewhere, small gains for Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. Now, in government bond markets, the U.S. Treasuries edged a little higher here, 2.35%. This still looks like a consolidation to me. VIX steady, down a fraction, but remember it's broken up out of that multi-month trading range. It's at 18.23. Currently, and the dollar, which had that big sort of outside day yesterday, failing to hold the initial rally, but the dollar index was firmer here today, back up to 95.550. The euro a little weaker here. That was strong yesterday. It's down to 1.1139, and so it's down nearly 1 euro. And the, let's see, yen, not much going on there. Not much else, not a whole lot going on. Sterling must be a little lower. Just looking for it. Yes, a little bit lower, 1.5708. Chinese renminbi was strong. The Indian rupee was also quite strong in here. We do not have a currency crisis, although the Fed might feel that they risk that, because the last thing they wanted to see is a stronger dollar, as I've said in almost every one of these broadcasts. Now, big drama on the day, and actually it's been big drama for the last few days. Grains and beans, soybeans, corn, wheat prices really surged in here today, and they very, very big gains, looking a little overextended here in the short term, but the problem has been just excessive wet weather. And the necessity, well, it's flooded a lot of fields, and really there's a lot of talk of that necessitating some replanting. I haven't been able to find much news on this today, but the gains are, it must be out there somewhere, but the gains are enormous here today. Okay, that's pretty much it. Precious metals not doing a whole lot. Slightly steadier on the palladium, and not, but silver and platinum lower. Gold also lower. Okay, so let's get on now and have another look here in terms of what's going on. This is a slightly longer comment here. And as far as stock markets are concerned, you know, where this is an unfavorable seasonal period. This is the May through October period, and those 6 months of the year really way underperform the November through April, 6 months of the year. And we certainly seem to be following that track. Also, we've got a corrective phase. It's been obvious for a while now, a corrective phase going on here in stock markets. Yes, we have some statistical bear markets in some of the emerging markets. Now, that's hardly surprising here. I think what's been more surprising is that we've gone so many years without seeing a 10% plus correction on Wall Street. Are we closer in here right now? The answer has to be that's a risk here, although U.S. investors are still holding their nerve, but it just wouldn't take much to cause breaks of those rising 200-day moving averages, and would not take much to violate some of those initial support levels. I think I've warned that this is going to be a choppy, difficult period in here. I certainly don't think it's a big disaster. Is the Greek situation a disaster? Well, it's the uncertainty that's going on, the fact that we haven't seen a country exit from the euro before. It's dramatized the whole situation. My own feeling is that I don't want to be complacent, but my own feeling is it's a little bit of an overreaction in here overall. And the interesting point is that it's making these European stock markets ever a bit cheaper here overall. How will this actually be resolved? My God, every option seems to be on the table because the EU officials, it's almost pathetic, doing everything they possibly can to try to sort of keep Greece from actually leaving the euro, and the Greeks are trying to, understandably, fair enough to them, exploit the situation by holding out for a lot of debt forgiveness, which the Europeans are balking on. Problem here is that you haven't got a federal system in Europe, and they knew the or the EU officials knew that they'd never get agreement on a federal system when they introduced the euro back in 1999. But a single currency without a federal system, where you'd have one central government You'd have money shifting around, assets shifting around from strong economies or strong states, as you see in the United States, to subsidizing some of the weaker states. Well, it's just not going to happen without a federal structure, and it's been really hard on these southern European economies. And if Greece were to pull out, it would be absolute chaos, and you'd probably get the currency being devalued. If they switched back to a drachma, it'd be devalued by in terms of relative to the euro by about 50%, and a lot of hardship and turmoil in the short to medium term, and then Greece would recover quite strongly. And I base that on just evidence of these devaluations by other mostly viable countries. And Greece has the benefit of that being a very, very popular tourist area. They also produce a number of attractive agricultural products, so it has a future here. But how this is going to play out, well, it's still we're still getting conflicting reports on almost every single day. My own feeling is that Greece should have never been a member of the euro. My own view also is that we should have just stuck with the European Free Trade Area. I think was the best overall situation, and also the European Economic Area. We didn't need to go on to the EU, but well, that's all happened, and I won't review all that. You will be familiar with it if you're at least bit interested in this. In this region. But I'll just end on Europe on the attractive point that the sell-off is because really no one has an excuse to buy here yet, but the valuations are improving, and whatever happens, we'll get a rebound, and it'll be a good rebound over the medium term. And the reason I'm so confident of that, it would be one, valuations, and two, and the two is the more important one, the QE, quantitative easing, that Super Mario Draghi of the European Central Bank will be providing. And is providing here right now, but that's being overridden by the concern over the Grexit situation. So it's kind of a no-touch Greece here in the, I beg your pardon, no-touch the European markets here in the short term, and then it'll go very strongly positive. But we may see a little bit more probing on the lower side before that rally actually occurs. Watch Wall Street, because we couldn't fall off our chairs in surprise if we did see this spill over into an overall corrective phase. But so far, for a very long time, Wall Street has been in this strong up, well, this overall upward trend. It's not strong because we haven't really got any gains in here this year. NASDAQ Composite's one of the best. It's only up 5%. Dow's actually down slightly. S&P almost unchanged on the year. A number of European markets, despite the weakness that we've seen recently with all the Grexit concern, are outperforming Wall Street in U.S. dollar terms here this year. And that includes Germany, up 2.76%. Percent against the S&P, up only 0.20 or a fifth of a percentage point on the year to date. Okay, got these government bonds. Well, they have haven characteristics. If people are worried about events, I don't think Americans are all that worried about Greece. Maybe a little bit about Puerto Rico, and justifiably so. Well, we'll continue to watch these charts here because the big question right now is from a position of a small, slightly oversold condition, can we get the US markets bouncing strongly from the rising 200-day moving averages? Well, it's happened before, so I wouldn't bet against it. But overall, I expect choppy markets. Not a whole lot going on in currencies overall, and the big drama here in the commodities is really in the agricultural sector led by those U.S. grains. All the best.